Hello, everybody. This is Dr. McClower. Welcome to Cooking for Health. It's week 8. We're in the desserts, my favorite part. I love this part. And there's parts of this that I love to communicate because there are things like custard, you know, making a custard. And it's one of those things that used to be a cultural habit and we've kind of lost. And when I show people how easy it is to make a custard in all the things you can do with it, then it's like the light turns on and we're like, wow, you're a magic person. And I'm like, no, I just showed you what we forgot as a people, as a culture. Custard, man. With custard, you get egg and sugar and you put it in a pan with hot milk. Just you have to do it slowly so that you don't curdle the eggs, but you do that, and there's a little bit of flour in there. And what happens is, over time, the mixture thickens, either a little bit, a medium bit, or a lot, depending on how much flour you have in it. I make this thing. It's called English cream, silky English cream. It's amazing. You know what it is? Custard. That's it. Simple. I make this thing. It's called pudding. You know how you make pudding? You make custard. It's just like that. And then the rest is flavorings. If you want a filling to put inside something, you make custard. You just make it thicker. And you make it thicker or thinner based on the amount of flour you put in it. Oh my God, it's amazing. It's wonderful. When I make a chocolate, flourless chocolate cake, you know what I put on it? That silky English cream. And people go, wow, that's magic. And I'm like, no, it's stuff we always knew and have forgotten. Well, it's time for us to remember it again, my friends. If you have any questions about this, you need the recipe, come by our site. That's willclower.com. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.